There's nothing better than being the underdog. The more people count me out, the more I count myself in. I don't like to show all my cards too early, and that gives me two distinct advantages. My opponents often get the wrong read on me, and I push myself longer and harder. When it looks like you should pack it in, but you still dig in anyway, you also pick up a lot of support. Everybody loves an underdog. Throughout my career, being the guy who isn't favored to win has earned me a devoted following, a loyal core of supporters that ranges from shareholder activists to people who admire my grit. It's also spurred me to exceed everyone's expectations on the athletic field, in the oil business, and in taking on Wall Street. Yet in 1996, when I faced my toughest challenges ever, my dauber was down, as the saying goes. I just wasn't carrying around that self-belief that usually has me doubling my focus when things look grim. I'd departed Mesa Petroleum, the company I'd founded and led through four decades. My marriage was ending in a nasty divorce. My assets seemed to be dwindling daily. And no one was more surprised than I was when a doctor diagnosed me as clinically depressed. At 68, I was well past the official age of retirement, and financially, I was at a point where most people would be happy to call it quits. Not this cowboy, though. I had a clear goal for my new company, BP Capital, to become a leading commodities fund. Let me fast forward a decade. Last year, Forbes pegged my net worth at $3 billion. My new bride has captivated me, and my health has never been better. Together, these have been my greatest comebacks, and believe me, my life has not lacked for comebacks. I hope that with this book, I can inspire the millions of Americans who, like me, are entering the fourth quarter. Specifically, I want them to know what I've learned at 80. The best part of the game truly lies ahead. I'm playing this last period as hard as a walk-on freshman who's just gotten into his first game. I'm also having more fun than I've ever had. I've entered a period of life where I not only value the importance of work, but also have a renewed appreciation for my family and endeavor to build the best relationships I possibly can. The time I spend with my children and my grandchildren I enjoy more than ever. Besides inspiring others who've been counted out for whatever reason, what else do I hope to accomplish with this book? Three things. First, I want to reveal the managerial and team-building techniques that have enabled me, especially recently, to enjoy an unprecedented level of success. Second, I want to demonstrate that money can be overrated, but it can also be a precious gift when used unselfishly. If you're interested in hearing how one grateful Texan managed to give $700 million to the causes he loves, stick around.